Let us rise for the prayers of the church. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Gracious Lord, we pray for the church that we who call Jesus would by our words and our deeds boldly witness to his presence and power among us. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the nations of this world and our nation that peace and goodwill be had not just for a season, but would prevail among us as a sign of your abiding presence. Lord, in your mercy. We lift up before you all who suffer in poverty and want. May deeds of mercy and compassion begun this season extend throughout all our days. Use us to meet the needs of our neighbors and all in need. Lord, in your mercy. And we pray for this congregation, that we may shine as a light of your love to this community and beyond as a sign of your presence. We pray for those who are lonely and for those who are ill. Lord, especially this day, we remember the pregnant mothers in our families and in our congregation. Lord, bless them with good health, baby and mother, and we pray for safe deliveries. Lord, we also pray for Margaret this day, that you'd relieve her of her cold and illness. We pray for youth that are in transition. Lord, bless them, keep them safe and away from evil influences. Lord, also this day we pray for travelers, those going far distances. We pray that you'd bless each of their journeys and give them a sweet return home. And also, Lord, for those families that are still mourning and celebrating the losses of loved ones. For the Minor family, we pray that you'd bless that family and bring them together in the days ahead. And also for Susan's family, too, as they mourn the passing of John. Lord, also those that we mentioned today in our prayer list, Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Kibby, Rosanna, Chuck, Betty, Joel, Ava, Brian, Arnold, and Maxine, Michelle, Susan, Art, and all those that we name in our hearts at this moment. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for all those who rejoice with family and friends in the week to come. Grant safety to all who travel. In the midst of many things, may the good news of Jesus, sent and born for us, be at the heart of our celebrations. May the love in our homes be signs of your presence and care for us. It is into your hands, O Lord, that we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus, Emmanuel, our Lord. Amen. Now we continue with the service of the Holy Sacrament. This is also a term that we call the peace of Christ. This is how we receive peace in this world, receiving the forgiveness that comes in the body and blood of Jesus. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you for the full forgiveness of all of your sins." And in the same way, also after supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in your blood, in my blood, which is shed for you for the full forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it, in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The table has been prepared for you. God's peace is ready. You may be seated.